Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of Forks Over Knives announcements before we get into the message today. I've gotten a lot of emails and voicemails from some of you who've gone to the website and figured out that your city is not listed yet and you think that we're not coming there. Forks Over Knives is going to be played in theaters nationwide. It's not uncommon for a film to open in Los Angeles and New York and then other major cities like Atlanta and Phoenix and Denver and then eventually get to the rest of the country. So if your city's not listed, doesn't mean Forks Over Knives won't play there. AMC, Regal, and Landmark have theaters all over the country, so we'll eventually get there and I'll keep you posted about that. By the way, Columbus, Ohio, where I live, isn't on the list yet either, so don't feel bad if your city's not listed, but it will eventually play there. The second thing is, if you didn't get a chance to see the Dr. Oz show, we'll have a clip posted on our website. The film clip that they used was the one with me in it. Love that. And I think that's the one they're going to use on Bill Maher also next week, and I'll let you know as soon as I know when that's going to be. To get into today's message, I want to talk about calcium a little bit. Calcium recommendations in the United States are way too high. The Institute of Medicine is still recommending that children under the age of 18 take in 1,300 milligrams daily. Women over the age of 50, 1,200 milligrams, just not supported by science. And the recommendations are so high that it almost assures people that they must take supplements in order to meet those recommendations, and that's why doctors are consistently recommending that people take calcium supplements. However, like all supplements, there's a downside to taking calcium supplements. Dr. Mark Boland from the University of Auckland in New Zealand conducted a meta-analysis evaluating calcium supplementation. And in this meta-analysis, 15 randomized blinded placebo-controlled trials were included with 12,000 participants over the age of 50. And the people that were in this trial were taking at least 500 milligrams of calcium per day if they were taking supplements. Boland and his colleagues found that calcium supplementation caused a 30% increased risk for heart attack. And the researchers attributed the higher risk to increased blood coagulation and calcium buildup in the walls of the arteries as a result of taking calcium. The researchers concluded that if 1,000 people took calcium for 5 years, 26 fractures might be prevented, but 14 additional heart attacks would occur. And this isn't the first time Boland's done this kind of research. He did another study looking at the same issue a couple of years ago, and he included that in the meta-analysis. And in this study, 1,471 postmenopausal women were enrolled, and this study also showed an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. And so these studies confirm what I continue to harp at, which is that isolated nutrient supplements should be treated like medicines. And while they can be beneficial in certain treatment situations, just like medicines, they have side effects just like medications. And just like medications, you have to weigh the benefits and risks before you decide whether or not to take them. In the case of taking calcium to build bone health, the evidence shows that increased calcium intake leads to increased incidence of fractures, which means that there's really no benefit, but lots of risk. So better strategies for protecting your bones, get rid of the dairy products, eat a plant-based diet, get out in the sun, and exercise. So if you're one of the few on my harping at list that continues to take calcium supplements, get rid of them. Okay, so next week, I'm leaving on Sunday for the Hollywood premiere of Forks Over Knives, and so I'll be on California time, and messages may be a little later going out because of that, but I'll tell you all about it when I get out to California. I'm very excited, as you might imagine. It feels like it's been I've been waiting forever for this to happen. We sure have been working on this film for a long time. So anyway, on my way to California, you'll probably hear from me a little bit later in the day at the beginning of next week. That's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend.